Kerr found that a spinning black hole would not collapse into a point-like star, as Schwarzschild assumed, but would collapse into a spinning ring. Anyone unfortunate enough to hit the ring would perish, but someone falling into the ring would not die, but would actually fall through. But instead of winding up on the other side of the ring, he or she would pass through the Einstein-Rosen bridge and wind up in another universe. In other words, the spinning black hole is the rim of Alice's looking glass. If he or she were to move around the spinning ring a second time, he or she would enter yet another universe. In fact, repeated entry into the spinning ring would put a person in different parallel universes, much like hitting the up button on an elevator. In principle, there could be an infinite number of universes, each stacked on top of each other. Pass through this magic ring and presto! You're in a completely different universe where radius and mass are negative, Kerr wrote. There is an important catch, however. Black holes are examples of non-transversible wormholes. That is, passing through the event horizon is a one-way trip. Once you pass through the event horizon and the Kerr ring, you cannot go backward through the ring and out through the event horizon. But in 1988, Kip Thorne and colleagues at Caltech found an example of a transversible wormhole, that is, one through which you could pass freely back and forth. In fact, for one solution, the travel through a wormhole would be no worse than riding on an airplane. Normally, gravity would crush the throat of the wormhole, destroying the astronauts trying to reach the other side. That is one reason that faster-than-light travel through a wormhole is not possible. But the repulsive force of negative energy or negative mass could conceivably keep the throat open sufficiently long to allow astronauts a clear passage. In other words, negative mass or energy is essential for both the Alcubierre drive and the wormhole solution. In the last few years, an astonishing number of exact solutions have been found to Einstein's equations that allow for wormholes. But do wormholes really exist? Or are they just a figment of mathematics? There are several major problems facing wormholes. First, to create the violent distortions of space and time necessary to travel through a wormhole, one would need fabulous amounts of positive and negative matter, on the order of a huge star or a black hole. Matthew Visser, a physicist at Washington University, estimates that the amount of negative energy you would need to open up a 1 meter wormhole is comparable to the mass of Jupiter, except that it would need to be negative. He says, you need about minus one Jupiter mass to do the job. Just manipulating a positive Jupiter mass of energy is already pretty freaky, well beyond our capabilities into the foreseeable future. Kip Thorne of the California Institute of Technology speculates, it will turn out that the laws of physics do allow sufficient exotic matter in wormholes of human size to hold the wormhole open. But it will also turn out that the technology for making wormholes and holding them open is unimaginably far beyond the capabilities of our human civilization. Second, we do not know how stable these wormholes would be. The radiation generated by these wormholes might kill anyone who enters. Or perhaps the wormholes would not be stable at all, closing as soon as one entered them. Third, light beams falling into the black hole would be blue shifted. That is, they would attain greater and greater energy as they came close to the event horizon. In fact, at the event horizon itself, light is technically infinitely blue shifted. So the radiation from this infalling energy could kill anyone in a rocket. Let's discuss these problems in some detail. One problem is to amass enough energy to rip the fabric of space and time. The simplest way to do this is to compress an object until it becomes smaller than its event horizon. For the Sun, this means compressing it down to about 2 miles in diameter, whereupon it will collapse into a black hole. The Sun's gravity is too weak to compress it naturally down to 2 miles, so our Sun will never become a black hole. In principle, this means that anything, even you, can become a black hole if you were sufficiently compressed. This would mean compressing all the atoms of your body to smaller than subatomic distances, a feat that is beyond the capabilities of modern science. A more practical approach would be to assemble a battery of laser beams to fire an intense beam at a specific spot, or to build a huge atom smasher to create two beams, which would then collide with each other at fantastic energies, sufficient to create a small tear in the fabric of space-time.